Research aimed at creating an effective vaccine to prevent strep psoas is expected to be applicable to other bacterial diseases that affect animals. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
Scientists working on behalf of Swine Innovation Pork are investigating a novel approach to creating a vaccine to prevent Streptococcus suis. Strep suis encapsulates itself in a sugar-based envelope, which the immune system can't detect, rendering typical vaccines ineffective and leaving treatment with antibiotics as the only option. Dr. Marcelo Gottschalk, the director of the International Reference Laboratory for Streptococcus suis at the University of Montreal, says this new approach involves proteins linked to purified fragments of the sugar-based coating, which will be synthesized to reduce costs, that will allow the immune system to recognize the bacteria and stimulate an immune response.
A vaccine which combines a sugar with a protein is called a conjugate vaccine. There are some in human medicine which are currently used, but none in veterinary medicine yet. If we are able to produce a conjugate vaccine based on synthetic sugar with a reduced cost, this technology may be used with other bacterial pathogens, because most bacterial pathogens do have a capsule, as I mentioned, for strep suis, and antibodies against those capsules are usually protective. So the same technology or very similar technology might be applied to other animal pathogens. The reduction in the use of antibiotics is so far very well advanced in Europe, is arriving now to North America. More and more producers would like to transform their production system into a system that raised without antibiotics. If you consult them and you ask them which is the main problem, you will see that most of them will definitely say that the strep suis is the main problem to the survival of such system.
Dr. Gottschalk says if we're going to expect veterinarians to control diseases on farms without using antibiotics, they're going to need more tools to do so. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.